takes them, what it feels like to be alive, what it seems life is to an individual. And if you study it carefully, if you really examine it, what you'll find out is that the vast majority of all of that is literally a matter of attention. It's the base commodity that you're dealing with. And what we're not aware of usually is how our attention has, by habit, taken up residence in certain favored places, let's say. And what I'm saying is, if you want to change your life, if something is missing, if something hasn't been reached that you want to reach, if there's some kind of unhappiness that you can't figure out how to get from A to B, then it means you haven't seen or understood enough yet that your attention habit, your focus, your base experience of being alive has gotten invested in a wrong position. And this is everybody's story. Everybody starts there. But to change it, you literally have to make a literal change. So it's much more comprehensive than if I'm sad and I don't want to feel sad, get up and dance. Sure, for some people, they'll feel a lot less sad. But I'm not talking about a moment of sadness or a day of sadness. I'm talking about where your attention naturally rests. So we're talking about pretty much the lifetime. And what I'm suggesting is the lifetime can be radically changed, but only if you take actual action with your actual attention. The same way as you walk from one room to another, you physically changed everything. So you have to take your attention from one room to the other room.
So let's say daily I'm feeling disappointed is kind of a base emotion. It would be, to accomplish this action, I would observe when I'm starting to feel that way and take my attention
first, and it's amazing how in spiritual processes most things seem to end up being about the first step and then the rest somehow takes care of itself. First, see what's happening with your attention when you notice that feeling. See where your attention has been prior to that. Mm-hmm. And just do that. Don't think in terms of 2, 3, 5, and 20 step processes. Just think in terms of the first step. First, find out, examine what has been going on with your actual life attention. Because you move your attention, or it moves you, one or the other. So what's been going on? Where has it been? If at 3 o'clock you notice a strong feeling of whatever, where was your attention from 2 o'clock on? And maybe it becomes, where was your attention for the last week? And maybe it becomes, where was your attention for the last decade? But you have to start developing, cultivating an ability to see what you're actually doing with your own volitional attention.
In my own experience, that I used to always focus on what wasn't right, what I wasn't happy about, what I wanted. And in the process of shifting my attention, everything's completely different. I don't know how much time it's taken, but things are definitely much different. More and more, it used to be like bigger events. We used to make me happy or whatever. Now it's just more and more, it's smaller and subtler things every day. And